Episode 82. Your mother and my daughter, the podcast. Josh, Jesse, Earth Girls Are Easy this week. This is a movie that nobody's ever heard of, except until today. And then we're going to make it. We're going to make it a well-known movie and get that Gina Davis, Jeff Goldblum, Jim Carrey, Damon Wayans more famous than they actually are
currently.
Mm-hmm. This was a Gina Davis movie.
Right.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
The others were just kind of...
accessories.
They were accessories, exactly, which just wild. Just wild. But we'll get to that and more later on. 82. Can you believe it?
Not really. It's a lot. I feel like numbers.
We do this every week, but whoa, crazy. 82. What did you have for dinner tonight?
For dinner, I had rice and chili.
What? No way. I also had rice today.
But did you have chili?
That's insane. I do eat a lot of rice. No, no chili. It was, there was broccoli, there was bok choy, and there was pork belly. Pork belly.
Well, I didn't mention this part because I thought it was weird, so I didn't put it in there. We also had sweet and sour pork. So there you go. We had basically the same meal.
Okay. So you had chili, mm-hmm. rice, and sweet and sour pork.
That's it. Exactly.
So you had chili separate, or was it on the rice?
Chili was on the rice. The sweet and sour pork was on the side.
Oh, my God.
It was delicious. What do you want? What do you want from me?
Where do you do your grocery shopping?
I would say 60% of the time, Save-On, and 40% of the time at Fairway.
Nice, nice. Yeah, Save-On definitely number one. Even though it's like the farthest away from us,
mm-hmm.
but I like the Save-On, and then I guess the other time is like Superstore,
right? That's close.
Or
to
Costco,
you. Right?
Yeah, yeah. You ever go to Costco?
I've been to Costco. Well, I used to go to a lot. Like I tagged along with like my dad, and then you know I would go get like the hot dog afterwards. That's really all I was in it for, but. Like in my adult life, I've only been twice. I mean, there's definitely things I like to buy there, but it's just not worth the, it's a little overwhelming there. Let's put it that way.
It is a little overwhelming at Costco for sure. I don't like going there. Mm-hmm. The one that here that services like half the island.
Yeah.
Not my favorite place to go. It is nice for like if you have a big freezer, you can get some meat, freeze some meat.
Yeah.
Or just like a lot of like toilet paper. I can't go back to regular toilet paper. Costco toilet paper is just so much better and it's so cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we always, when we go, we always get like frozen fish fillets, which are very good in the oven if you do it right. And then like sometimes if we need like an oil of some kind. But it's kind of like one of those things you got to watch what you're buying because it's not necessarily a good deal.
Spend so much money at Costco. They used to have really good like popcorn chicken, but then they changed the recipe, or just like they got rid of the old stuff and brought in a new kind of popcorn chicken, and it was so bad, ruined. And that was like 3 or 4 years ago. I'm still not over that.
You're still not over it. Well, yeah, it was one of your favorite things, and now you can't have it anymore. Did they have Costco in Hawaii?
Yes. The very first trip that we went, the very first place that we stopped after the airport, picked up the rental car, drove to Costco, where we attempted to buy 8 days worth of food in one go, which it didn't end up happening because we ended up going to the grocery store quite a bit. There was a grocery store by our little home.
Mm-hmm.
That was great. But yeah, we went to Costco first, and then we went to Costco last because people wanted to buy stuff for the plane ride.
I see. And so was that the highlight of your Hawaiian trip, or was there something better to be done?
Oh, no. That certainly wasn't the highlight. But no, we had a great time. Thank you for asking.
That's good.
I don't know if I'm tanned. I got burned pretty good on my back. But other than that, yeah, very relaxing. Nice. Super relaxing. We went with a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them liked surfing. We went to a big surfing island.
Cool.
But I was very content just to sit on the beach and not do that.
Right.
It rained probably half the time we were there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a great time. Normally at the end of the holiday, it's like, oh, I'm ready to get back to my life. And it was kind of the case this time. I was like, oh, you know, a long trip back home, kind of ready just to be home, back to our routine. Mm-hmm. And I get to work. And it's like after day one, I'm like, I want to go back.
Yeah. Oh, something about those warm water beaches. Just so nice. So nice. And yeah, rain. Rain was like my experience in Samoa as well. There was like, and I don't know what it's like in Hawaii. Well, I mean, I've been to Hawaii when it rains. I feel as though it's like usually fairly light. I don't know. Like when I was in Samoa, it was like either not raining or torrential downpour. There was no like in between.
It was a mixture of like all the kinds of rain. Mm-hmm. There was one time, but it just like it sneaks up. Well, it doesn't sneak up on you because you can see the clouds coming, but yeah. It gives you no warning at all. There was one time we were sitting on a beach and we saw the clouds coming and just got pelted with rain and wind, but we were it's all like sand beaches in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. So we got a lot of sand just thrown at us, hurt quite a bit. But then we just went to a beach 5 minutes down the road and it was like nice and sunny. Like the different weather on this island was crazy. Mm-hmm. Like it would rain at our place and then we would just go drive half an hour and then it'd be like perfect, like 25 degrees, sunny. Crazy. Yeah. Anyways, Hawaii. Fun time. I recommend going.
Yeah, it's a very nice place. I've only ever been to Maui, so. And I guess.
It's probably pretty similar, I would assume. Like,
yeah, I've been to
Maui.
Can't see it
being much different. I mean, they're fairly close together.
I went to Molokai Island briefly, but that's not really like a tourist island. I don't even really think you're supposed to go there, but it was just part of like the race that I did. So you kind of go there and you only stay on the beach and eat some food and then you go back. But yeah.
Right. You got there by boat is what you're saying.
Yeah. I paddled there as part of the race.
Right.
Then they have the after race like feast and then you get taken back by a powerboat.
Yeah. It's probably like pretty, I would say that it's very touristy. Oahu and probably Maui.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the other islands seem kind of like even the big island kind of seems like they're pretty like, you know, I tolerate you.
Right.
Yeah. But what do I know? Not a whole lot.
This was your first time in Hawaii, right?
Yeah. First time. I'd go back. I don't know if I'd go back. Like I'd probably choose a different island. Maybe I go to Maui next time.
Yeah.
You know, see it all. See it all.
Yeah, cool. I'm happy for you.
How do you enjoy the rain?
In Los Angeles, you mean?
No. Oh. How was your trip?
Well, I thought you were referring to there was like a flood warning levels of rain in Los Angeles.
Well, I was. Oh, no. I was talking about the atmospheric rivers that happened last week that I missed, but no, you tell me about. No, that's what I was talking about, the rain, the crazy rain in LA.
That was pretty good. It was a fun little trip. My race could have gone better, but it was fun just hanging out with my Samoa teammates. Yeah, just kind of shooting the shit. I went on another podcast. It's called Broadcast Bruddas. I don't think the episode has not yet been released, but that was a lot of fun. Has drinks and all that. Good.
It's good. Do you talk about us?
I did mention the podcast. Yep.
Oh, wow. I did.
And thank you for
the free advertising.
You're welcome. And they asked, like, hey, listen, we haven't been doing this very long. I think they had like 18 episodes or something. It was like, well, anything you can like suggest to us? And I'm like, well, listen, I've done a lot of episodes, but I don't necessarily have many viewers. Like, on, they have all their episodes on YouTube. They don't just do audio, it's audio and video. And they got like 9,000 subscribers on YouTube or something. It's like, no,
saw that. Yeah. They're doing it much better than we are.
Yeah. But I think probably part of it, and something they mentioned, was like they have like a niche market, like paddlers. There's only a few paddling podcasts that I know, whereas we do a movie podcast and there's probably, you know, thousands. Well, there definitely is thousands of those, right? So
yeah, we could do a niche one. Like, we could change it up and just only watch specific alien movies from the 1980s.
Right. I'm sure that's also a thing. We'd have to dive deep, very niche. I don't know what we'd do, but we could figure it out.
How did you enjoy being on another podcast? You just talked and listened.
It was interesting. It was quite a bit of fun. There was drinks involved. And so like, and the podcast, it ended up being a pretty long episode. I imagine it'll probably be like 3 hours. And it was all the Canadians that had come down for the race. And so there was 8 of us. And there's only room for 4 people on the table at a time. So like the 2 hosts and then 2 paddlers. So we kind of did rotations. Mine and my partner's lasted the longest. People said that our segment was the best. We didn't spend most of it. We didn't even really talk about paddling. We were just kind of shooting the shit. And then after the podcast ended, like a few hours later, a lot of people had been drinking quite a bit. And then we just decided to do an impromptu, what was supposed to be a hockey podcast. But there was some alcohol involved, and really it quickly became something else. Just talking about random crap, but it was quite funny. So yeah, it was interesting.
What's the podcast called?
It's called Broadcast Bruddas. Brudda, you know, like a...
Right, like a fancy little... Yeah. Word for brother.
Yes, that's it. Exactly.
Yeah, they do have a pretty swell setup.
Yeah, and they were telling me like, oh yeah, I know our setup like isn't anything special. Like, you probably used to have nicer equipment. I'm like, no, certainly not. I use a laptop and a crappy microphone. They had like the real legit stuff.
Like, how good do they think this is?
Well, I mean, they were impressed by how many episodes I had. And
well, yeah, that's good. Yeah.
And I got asked about the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which I can't say that I'm a particular expert in, but I think it had its heyday, and that's kind of what we discussed. Also, you know,
around you have a movie podcast.
Yeah. Well, that's why he brought it up. He said, okay, you have a movie podcast. What do you think about the Marvel Cinematic Universe? So I said, well, it kind of sucks right now, but there was definitely a time like around the first Guardians of the Galaxy and like Captain America Civil War, that era, where the movies were quite good. But yeah.
Well, I look forward to giving that a view. We could do, I think if we switch to video in person, at least we get a lot less frequent.
Yes.
We do like 1 a month.
I think you're right.
But who knows? Maybe it'll be worth it. Maybe we'll rent a warehouse.
Rent a warehouse. Maybe you we'll need rent, a whole warehouse.
You look at like an office in a building or something, and rent an office with a bathroom maybe.
Okay.
Do a podcast, but that's only if, you know, maybe we can do a Kickstarter. Okay, I don't know.
All just, great ideas, Josh.
Just spitballing, you know.
Just
spitballing.
Yeah, the spit's got to be formed into some sort of shape. I think ball is the best way to go.
So in our two week absence, you had a nice time. I had a nice time, and now we're back.
We are indeed. Did you watch any movies? Must have.
Well, you would think. There were a lot of interesting options on the plane. So we took like a 10 a.m. flight
mm-hmm.
Going over. And so I kind of browsed through and I started Goodfellas. I'd never seen Goodfellas before.
Wow.
I lasted 10 minutes and I was like, it's not really the mood for a plane like this. So then I just kind of watched some TV. And then I had a book. I read a book. And then I had, you know, some podcasts that I had downloaded. And then I also downloaded some Netflix. So I didn't really watch any movies.
Okay.
Going there. There weren't really, they had promised me Mission Impossible, the new Mission Impossible movie, but it wasn't available. So kind of disappointed about that. And then you have to do it on your phone now. Like, they don't have a screen. It's just all on your phone. It's like, it's kind of a pain in the ass to hold your phone. But then going over, it was a red eye. So most of the time I just slept.
Right.
So yeah, no movies. We didn't watch any TV or any movies while we were in Hawaii. It was all outside. It was all drinking games. It was all card games. Just a fun collaborative time with some people. Drank some good Hawaiian brewing beer.
Mm-hmm.
Some good local brews from
from
Maui. And there's a brewery on Oahu called Kona Brewing. That was pretty good.
Yep.
Pretty good. And yeah, we bought a lot of alcohol. We drank a lot of alcohol and we soaked up a lot of sun.
Sounds nice.
Yes, it was nice. But unfortunately, there was a negative incident that happened.
What's that?
I'd love to talk to you about it. Well, perhaps one of us had a little bit too much to drink, and we ended up crashing our car into a swimming pool and meeting a lovely lady named Valerie.
This person who had too much was perhaps driving?
He was an alien.
Do I need to call the police?
The movie we watched this week, Earth Girls Are Easy. Sorry, it didn't. I was just
it was just a going segue, to the movie. Not a real thing that happened.
I got you. I was just segueing to the movie. Earth Girls Are Easy.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about the movies I watched. That's fine.
Oh, okay. Sorry, normally you don't watch any movies or any TV, but yeah. Okay, what movies did you watch?
I figure we're going to have a long preamble, and then we'll probably skip box office game. Just as a little glimpse into the future, just based off how far we've been going, and we haven't talked about the movie yet. I watched a movie, a Nicolas Cage movie that I've always been interested about. It's called Vampire's Kiss. Have you seen that one?
No.
It's about Nicolas Cage thinking that he's been bitten by a bat and thus has become a vampire and is hallucinating and going full Nick Cage mode. It was pretty decent. Nick Cage.
Was this on the plane or?
It was on I downloaded it on on Amazon Prime Video and then watched it on the plane because the planes didn't have screens.
Right. Right.
So yeah, there was one I've always been interested in. It wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be. But if you want to see Nick Cage being Nick Cagey, this is a classic one.
What would you give it out of 10?
Maybe like a 5.5 or a 6 or something.
Interesting. Well, at least it made the time go by faster on your 1-2 hour flight or whatever it was.
Yeah, it's like a 2 hour and 10 minute flight or something. Perfect amount of time for a film. Speaking of film.
Oh, is that you just watched one movie?
Yeah, just one. Speaking of film, they made a movie in 1988. Did you know? You heard of it?
Was it a science fiction musical and romantic comedy?
It was.
Film?
It was indeed.
Look, the music wasn't bad in this movie. I was not turned off by the amount of music and wackiness.
Right. There were three, I would say, well, there was three musical numbers, I guess, made it a musical. And then there was just a lot of music as well. And both, yeah. I think the music was better than the musical numbers, but I mean, both were pretty solid.
I don't know how much reading you've done into this film.
Some.
So you probably know that this film was based off of a song.
No.
Okay, so the girl who works in
the salon, mm-hmm.
The annoying one,
mm-hmm.
Candy Pink is her name. Turns out she's a singer named Julie Brown, and she wrote, like, she released an album, and then her and a producer decided to make that song as the plot of the movie.
Right.
And that's where we got it. That's how we got to this place.
You know, inspiration comes from many places.
But she couldn't have been the one. Well, they wanted her to star in it. And then the production company or whatever was like, no, let's get somebody good.
Right.
So they tried to get, somebody famous.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody I have heard of before, but they were like, no, but somehow they got Gina Davis.
Great pick. Gina Davis was pretty decently famous at this point. Definitely.
Because she was in Beetlejuice came out this year. Yeah.
Yeah. She was also in that baseball movie.
Like, I believe that's the early 90s. Yeah, is 92 right? It came out.
Okay, yeah. Well, shows what I know. And she was in The Fly as well.
Well, I mean, she was married to Jeff Goldblum at this time.
Right, because the second movie they did together, The Fly, and then Earth Girls Are Easy.
Fly was first.
Yes.
So,
She was good. So she was a highlight.
Apparently they made out a lot on set, and Jim Carrey was not happy about it.
Jim Carrey was not happy about it? What does he care?
Well, because he had to look at two people making out all the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess this was quite a takeoff point for a few actors. Jim Carrey probably most notably. I mean, but the thing is, I guess Jim Carrey, he was in other movies before this. It's not very well known, I think.
Just a good Canadian boy.
Yeah. He's in a movie before this called, like, Copper Mountain, which is one I've heard of, but I don't know anything about it. But yeah, I think this is probably the tipping off point. And he was definitely being Jim Carrey, you know? He was like, you could definitely see the beginnings of his comedic acting style. Lots of facial expressions and such.
Yeah, just saying words backwards, apparently.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so the plot of this film, for anybody who has gotten to this point and are still listening, there are three aliens. Mac is Jeff Goldblum.
Mm-hmm.
Zeebo, Damon Wayans.
Mm-hmm.
Whiplock, Jim Carrey.
Yes.
They are traveling in a spaceship for some reason. They ended up somehow seeing Earth through a TV.
Yeah, they saw Gina Davis.
Was it Gina Davis?
Yeah, they saw her.
Okay. So they saw it, and so then they found Earth, and then, you know, they crashed into her pool by accident.
Yes.
Gina Davis is engaged to Ted, a doctor. Ted is a bad guy, big cheater Ted.
That's what we call him.
He does it unapologetically, very openly.
Yes.
He has no respect for women. Michael McKean plays a surfer man for some reason.
Yeah, Chuck from Better Call Saul.
Yeah, he's more like just the, he is probably the funniest one in this movie.
Mm.
Because the other comedians don't speak English much.
Right.
So they hang out with Valerie because their spaceship is broken in the pool. They're waiting. Somehow Ted needs to, he's the only one who can get the water out of the pool so that they can fix the ship. And then there's like a makeover scene because Valerie introduces her new friends to her salon manager, Candy Pink, and they do, you know, they're manicurists or whatever. So they fix them up. They somehow make them look like humans.
Yes.
They shave off the fur or whatever. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Then there's some hilarious hijinks. They party. They have fun with Earth. And then Ted gets involved and he's not very happy. And then somehow they accidentally hold up a convenience store and then get arrested by the police. And then it's a whole thing. And then they ended up getting their spaceship fixed and then flying away before Valerie, played by Gina Davis, and Mac, played by Jeff Goldblum, real life man and wife. I mean, for only a few years after this. Then they ended up getting together at the end and they fly away to their planet, I guess.
Yeah. Not without having strange interspecies sex.
Yeah, two heartbeats for the aliens.
Yeah, two heartbeats.
Quite interesting. There was nudity in this film. I don't know if you noticed.
Yes.
In 1988, a fun time. What did you think about the movie?
It was very 80s, wasn't it? It was like one of the most 80s films I've ever seen.
It's the music for me, I think.
Yeah, the music really helped. It was quite visually, it's like pretty well shot. Like sometimes I find with movies around this era, like the colors are all muddled and it's kind of like grainy. I don't know, but this one was shot very nicely. Nice one to look at. The music was nice. It was self-aware for sure. And this is like, it made me think, like, I guess I would probably consider this a cult movie. I don't know, but then I kind of wonder what that definition is and how a movie goes from being, like, I don't know. If you looked at this just kind of plain and simple, you might think it was a bad movie, but it's kind of like so bad it's good, you know? It's got that sort of, those sort of elements of what makes a movie that's goes from being bad, bad to like good, bad, you know? I think this has it, but I don't know why.
This is a classic VHS movie. Mm-hmm. I guess the beginning of it just felt like we had put in our VHS and
yeah,
we're getting ready to watch this old film. I didn't hate it though.
Like No.
It was perfectly fine. I was entertained for the most part.
Yeah, it was.
I think though, mm-hmm. Sorry to interrupt.
That's okay.
That the only reason why was because of who it starred, because then you kind of like are expecting. Like Jim Carrey to be funny and Jeff Goldblum to be charming or whatever. And mm-hmm. Damon Wayans to be funny. Gina Davis. So like that cast, if it was anybody, like if it was no names, I don't think it would have been. If it was no names who did the exact same performance, it wouldn't have been as good of a movie.
I think you're right. And I think even at this early on in a lot of these, a lot of their careers, I think they still had, I mean, you could tell that they had it. Like, you know, they were good actors, like even back then. I liked all of their performances, and it does help having so many stars, for sure.
Yeah, stars who weren't quite stars.
Yeah, it's weird seeing them. Yeah, it's a little odd, but yeah, I liked it.
I didn't know it was Michael McKean until like. Mostly, the movie was mostly done, and I'm like, oh, wait a second.
Right.
That's Surfer Guys. That guy.
I didn't know this movie was a musical until you sent me a screenshot telling me how I could watch the film, and then I saw underneath it said comedy musical. A musical?
Yeah. I didn't find out until after as well. musical.
Interesting choice.
But it wasn't that much a musical, really.
No, I don't know if the musical numbers really contributed to the film. It made it stand out, I suppose. Like, it's unique in that way. Like, I think it could have stood on its own without those, but I thought it was kind of quirky. So I liked that it was there. I guess it's a weird concept. Like, definitely an original idea. I certainly have never would have thought of that, but it was a little odd, the transition from like colorful furry aliens to now they just look like humans. But it was also fun seeing them. Like, they did a lot with their environment. Like, they were just very good at engaging with the things that they're not supposed to know what they are yet, and like the way they looked at them and interacted with them. I thought that was well done.
Yeah, like the toilet, for instance, Jim mm-hmm. Carrey.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they were accidentally holding up the convenience store.
Right.
Yeah, great physical comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Without really trying all that hard, like they just got it.
Yeah, it wasn't like super. I mean, there were some over the top moments for sure, but like the subtle humor, the way they subtly did those things. Was well done and quite funny.
I agree.
Yeah.
And then their transition to human form, you kind of just ignore it because that's just the kind of movie this is, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, that's what they're doing. Great. They're flying away in a spaceship at the end of the movie. Great. If that movie ended any other way, it would have been weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it was an interesting. Yeah, it's just interesting. I guess is the most articulate way I can explain it right now.
The name of the movie should have been changed to Earth Girls Are Interesting.
Right, that would have been good. The
would have been interesting. Yeah,
it would have been interesting. Very, I guess it was a bit of a. It made me feel a little strange how like sexually attracted women were to the aliens. Like, it made me feel like a little uncomfortable, but I guess maybe that was part of the point. I don't know. Was it trying to make me feel sort of like weird about it? I don't know.
Like when they were human form?
Yeah, I don't know. Just all the women just oogled over them. It was kind of weird.
They're attractive guys. Well, Jeff Goldblum, I don't know. Is he classically attractive at that age? But Gina Davis had to be like, wow, he's so attractive because they're married. So she must think that.
Right. Well, I really did. I did like how they were when they were first introduced, like after their makeovers. They're like, here's Jim Carrey's character. And he's like, oh, he's kind of cute. And then here's Damon Wayans. And they're like, oh, okay. And then, like, the music changes and it's like, now here's the last one. And Jeff Goldblum's, like, steps out. And they're like, wow. Oh. I thought that was funny. I think Jeff Goldblum, yeah, attractive guy, for sure.
That's good.
But yeah, then he also weirdly, like, picked up on English pretty damn quick. Whatever. I don't know why I care so much about, like, how they're like the linguistic parts of this film. It's just a comedy.
Well, we're critical right. thinkers here, and we got to be critical about the movies because this is a movie podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're famous. Well, we'll be famous, I guess, whenever that new podcast drops.
Yeah, we're gonna get so many more listeners. So if this is your first episode, thanks for joining us. Don't forget to fly the Yama and also catch the wave. That's just
you think they would start with episode one though.
You would think, but I think Earth Girls Are Easy is quite a popular film in the Outrigger Canoe Paddler canon.
Yeah, a lot of outrigging and canoeing and kayaking in Hawaii. A lot of surfing, also big surfing competition happened while we were there. So that was fun.
Well, rigor is a
Sorry, it doesn't matter, but we met somebody there who had worked for Mark Zuckerberg in the past.
Oh.
It's like his boat driver.
Oh, there you go. So you're one step, one degree away from very famous.
That's exactly what I said.
There you go.
We're now very close to Mark Zuckerberg.
There you go. That could get you some places.
Turns out he's a normal guy. Just kidding.
He's a robot. Anyway.
Anyway, anything else you want to say about Earth Girls Are Easy?
I think this is a movie worth watching. It's a cult film worth some attention.
I don't know if it's a cult film.
Listen. I searched "Earth Girls Are Easy" cult movie in Google, and I got some hits.
Right. I would say it's probably only a cult movie because it's like an early film of Jim Carrey, Jeff Goldblum, Gina Davis,
and Damon Wayans. Jim Carrey. Come on, Major Payne.
Yeah, but Damon Wayans has done a lot of like stuff that probably isn't. He probably has done a lot of B movies in his life. And Jim Carrey, Jeff Goldblum probably haven't. Gina Davis, they're probably not known for their
higher quality film.
The number 23.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I should look. Never mind. Okay, so do you want to do scores?
Yeah, let's get into scores. Let's do it.
Okay. Let me start. So first category we do is acting.
Mm-hmm.
Acting this film, I mean, okay. So the three aliens, they basically spoke English very little. Their dialect was just saying words backwards. Apparently. But their facial expressions and the way they interacted with stuff and made it funny. Gina Davis was great. Michael McKean was great. The acting was perfectly good on a 80s movie that maybe didn't do so hot in both the box office or the Rotten Tomatoes score. But I'm going to give acting a 7.5 out of 10.
Yeah.
Whoa, crazy.
Crazy. For Earth Girls Are Easy, a 7.5? Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of talent in this film. And I think it's pretty obvious. I think some of the side characters, Ted and Candy, most notably, I did not like their performances very much. They were just kind of annoying and flat. Maybe it was just because they had to act along these pretty famous people. Who are now famous, but obviously had some acting chops back then as well. I really liked the acting, but those side characters do hurt the score a decent amount. So I'd give it a 7 out of 10, but still quite solid.
Ted does play a good villain.
That's true. It was a good character, maybe not acted so well.
Wow. Okay, what did you think about the ending of the film?
I thought the ending was kind of fun. I mean, yeah, off Gina Davis goes. Sure, why not? That's fine with me. Maybe, was it rushed, maybe? I don't know, maybe a little. I don't know, I'm just working this all out right now. I just do it on the fly. I don't know what my scores are going to be until I say them. I think the ending was perfectly cromulent. I'd give it a 6 out of 10.
Yeah, the ending was, I mean, nothing special really. Like, we knew they were going to end up together. There was no way Ted was going to win Valerie's heart.
Right.
But it was close. But we knew it was going to be Mac. So it was nice to see it, but it was kind of like, okay, yeah, we figured. I'll give it a 6.
Okay.
6 out of 10.
6 out of 10. Okay.
So overall score here. Now this is kind of tricky a little bit because you don't want to do it too high. You don't want to do it too low.
We'll just go with your heart.
Yeah, we're just going to go with our heart here. I'm going to give Earth Girls Are Easy a score of 6.5 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
It was perfectly fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, the music was good. The acting was good. Overall, it was just a fun time watching it on the internet. So 6.5 out of 10 for me.
For me, I think, yeah, it's a nice campy film. I think it was fairly tongue-in-cheek, self-aware, good acting. The music was nice. Side characters I could have done without, probably. The musical numbers were a bit strange, but kind of made it a little quirky, I suppose. Perhaps a little too long. This movie was 100 minutes long, which seems perhaps a little too long for me for this type of film, but I don't know. I guess I wasn't really all that bored. For me, I'll go maybe a little lower. I'll go a 6 out of 10. But I do like that it surprised me. I did not think this would be anywhere near a 6 out of 10. Maybe that's why I got that. I don't know. I thought this movie was going to be terrible.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, it's not.
I think if it was terrible, we would have heard about it.
Maybe that's true.
Okay. Earth Girls Are Easy, done and dusted. I believe that's the second time we've said that.
Is that done and dusted? There you go. That's three times.
Now, for next week's film,
mm-hmm.
we're going back to the Keanu Reeves Filmadex or whatever.
Filmadex, okay.
Keanu Reeves. We love him on this podcast. Big Keanu Reeves fans.
Mm.
He stars in a film. I don't know how much he's in it, but he's in a film.
Okay. So maybe doesn't necessarily star in a film if you're not even sure how much he's in it.
He's on the poster.
Okay.
But his name isn't very high up on the list. It's a 1993 romantic comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Based on a famous piece of literature. I don't know if I ever did it in school, read it in school, acted it in school. There were other better ones that we chose to do. But yeah, Denzel Washington, Keanu Reeves, Much Ado About Nothing, 1993 Shakespeare play. I guess he wrote it earlier than that.
Mm. Yeah. Kenneth Branagh.
Yeah. Yeah. Kenneth Branagh. He's the star. He directed it. He wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote the screenplay. Produced it, apparently.
Yes.
Yes.
I took some Shakespeare classes in university, and this was used as an example, like a scene from this was used as an example during the class, and it was actually quite funny. Like, I definitely laughed out loud. So I'm excited to watch the whole thing. Don't want to set the expectations too high, but from what I've seen, it's pretty good.
I think it's held in high regard.
Mm-hmm. I think Kenneth Branagh, he's done other Shakespeare things. I think they're also usually fairly well regarded, but yes.
So this week we did a film starring young actors who are about to enter their prime. Next week, I think we're doing the same thing.
Right.
Do you remember watching Dead Poets Society?
Mm-hmm.
Robert Sean Leonard in Dead Poets Society, also in this film, also plays an oncologist in a TV show that I'm currently almost six seasons deep in.
What's that? House. Right. Okay.
Yeah. So, much ado about nothing.
What's that dude's name you just said?
Robert Sean Leonard.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know that guy.
Three names.
What a guy. Okay, cool.
Yeah, cool. Now you have a decision to make.
Mm-hmm.
We're at 45 minutes.
Yes.
I will tell you the year.
Okay.
The date and the year, and you tell me a yes or no.
Okay.
February the 20th, 2009.
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, we're pretty good at speedrunning, but not very good at, like, close to where we are now. We're better than the 80s and stuff. But
mm-hmm.
So this one, the first one, has been on in the box office for 15 weeks.
Okay, so probably
crazy.
Probably an Oscar bait. It's probably some sort of high-regarded film, would be my guess.
It's a Fox film that's made $98 million in 15 weeks.
Okay.
Starring Dev Patel. So I think you might... Haven't we had... Okay. My first guess is Slumdog Millionaire.
That's...
But haven't we already had that on here?
Slumdog Millionaire's got to be earlier than 2009, right? Maybe it is. Give it a guess.
Maybe you're right. But what else has Dev Patel been in? 2009.
I don't know. Give it a guess.
It's Slumdog Millionaire.
Okay, great. I thought that would have been around in the mid-2000s, but that's perfect. Oscar bait, like I said.
Like you said, before we started the podcast, I was watching Northern Lion do these things.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a box office game. He got 1,000 points and was in the 93rd percentile.
Whoa.
2002.
He must have got a couple, like, without even revealing any of the hints, would be my guess.
Well, he only went actor.
One actor, boom, got it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, next one is a Warner Brothers film. Third week, 70 million.
Mm-hmm.
Starring Jennifer Goodwin.
Oh.
Now.
I'm not 100% sure.
I know
who's Jennifer Goodwin.
She is, this is not going to help you, but she is in that TV show that was about, like, it's called, like, Something Ever After or something. It was filmed in Vancouver. Okay, never mind. That doesn't help. Second actor, Justin Long. Ooh, a comedy romance drama starring Justin Long. 2009.
I don't know.
It's not gonna help.
Made up quite a bit of money. I bet you it's something I've heard of, but I don't know it.
What if I told you Bradley Cooper's in it?
It doesn't help me.
Okay.
I can't say I was watching a lot of romantic comedies in 2009.
We'll come back to it. 20th Century Fox, 95 million 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Liam Neeson action thriller.
When was the first Taken? When did that come out?
Something tells me that it's not the first Taken.
No?
Well, I can try it. It is the first Taken.
Okay, great.
They took his daughter. He'll take their lives. Okay. Next one. Focus Features.
Mm.
Okay.
It's going to be a horror.
53 million in its third week. It's an animated family fantasy film.
A horror, you know.
Dakota Fanning.
Dakota Fanning in an animated movie?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Give us the... What's the tagline?
Be careful what you wish for.
Great. That's useful. 2009.
Terry Hatcher is the second actor.
That don't help. That don't help none. No idea.
Okay. The next one. 41 million... And its first week is a Lionsgate film.
Mm-hmm.
Starring Tyler Perry. It's a comedy, crime, drama film. Starring Tyler Perry. What does he do?
He does a lot of movies. I don't know.
What's the woman he does?
I don't know.
Like Mrs. something?
I don't know. I'm not well versed in the Perry verse, if you will.
Madea?
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds right.
But there's so many Madea films.
Right. Well, just type Madea and see which one comes up and we'll pick one.
Madea's Witness Protection. Boo, a Madea Halloween. It wouldn't be that one. It's February. Mm-hmm. Madea's Family Reunion. A Madea Family Funeral. Madea Goes to Jail. A Madea Christmas. No. Madea's... Okay, I'm just going to pick one. She Goes to Jail.
Just like Ernest.
It is that one. She Whoa. Goes to jail.
Okay.
First Kiss. Kid, that helps.
Well, if Ernest goes there, you got to go there too.
Okay, so this is the Dakota Fanning animated film. The plot. A young girl discovers an idealized parallel universe behind a secret door in her new home, unaware that it contains a sinister secret. But it's a family fantasy film?
Is that fucking... who's that weird one with the... She's got like button eyes. What's that one called?
Coraline?
Yeah, I think it's Coraline.
Coraline? It's Coraline.
Nice.
I didn't know it was Dakota Fanning. Haven't seen it, but I've heard good things.
It's a pretty good one. I only got it because of the bit of plot that you gave me. Wouldn't have known it anything otherwise.
Well, here's the plot for the Justin Long Bradley Cooper film. The first, the tagline is, "Are you the exception or the rule?" Plot. Remember that really cute girl / guy who said they'd call and didn't? Maybe they lost your number. Maybe they're in the hospital. Maybe they're awed by your looks, brains, or success. Or maybe they're just not that into you.
Well, isn't that a movie? She's just She's just not that like into you?
Matthew McConaughey or something.
Would you have anything else to go on? Just type that in. Just put she's not that into you.
Just do it. It would like
just do okay, it.
It would come up in stars. Maybe it was that. She's just no options. Not that he's just not that into you?
That one. That's gotta be it.
Yeah. That is it actually.
There you go.
He's just not that into you. Okay, well we finished in the 51st percentile, which I consider a win.
That's above 50%, brother.
It's above 50%. Yeah, not bad, not bad. That's crazy that just worked.
Well, we got a little lucky with the whole Madea Goes to Jail, because I was a complete guess.
Yeah.
And also the plot of that film telling us the name of the movie. That helps also.
Jennifer Goodwin is in Once Upon a Time. That show, that's filmed in Vancouver. Once upon a Time, she's also in something called Zootopia.
Right.
And the Jennifer Roberts movie, Mona Lisa Smile.
Okay. I know Mona Lisa Smile. I can't picture this
baby. Her parents are named Tim and Linda.
Oh, how nice.
Yep. How nice. Just like this podcast was. Well done, everybody. First, it's always fun the first time back after a period of absence, you know, traveling south.
100%.
Much ado about nothing. I can't see that's the case for this film. Earth Girls Are Easy. Not bad. We have watched some movies this year, but they're all like mid-level movies so far.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There hasn't been any standouts. We've only seen four movies in 2024. Idiocracy the worst. Technically, Saltburn the best, but Eagle vs. Shark, Saltburn, and Earth Girls Are Easy are all very close together in their scores. So,
yes.
Looking for that number one, that best movie of the year. Will we get that with Much Ado About Nothing? You'll have to tune in and find out
next week. Thank you so much for listening.
Ooh, I should follow the podcast that you're on our podcast, and then we'll get a follow back. And then
they're already following us.
Are they?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay. Well then.
And I also, I follow them already on our page.
Oh, okay. Well then that's good. Because then I'll know, when the podcast comes out, and then I can, you know, promote it somehow.
They don't follow, they follow me personally, but they do not follow the podcast, but I follow them with both of those profiles.
Okay. Good. Anyways, that's enough of us. So we'll stop talking now, and then you guys can continue on doing whatever you're doing afterwards.
Perfect. Now we'll stop talking.
Okay, bye.